Chapter 22. It was Friday afternoon. Classes were over, and Elliot was packing his stuff before the bus left at 6. He had already returned the hex glove to Dr. Vogel. He left his borrowed uniforms in the dorm room laundry hamper. There was a knock on his door. "Come in," he hollered.
"Mr. Cohen, may I speak to you for a moment?"
It was Nori's dad, at Elliot's door. What was he doing there?
Sure.
Elliot put down the pajamas he was folding and opened the door. The headmaster seemed very large inside the small dormitory room.
"Take a walk with me," Dr. Horace suggested. "I was hoping we could have a chat."
"Sure," squeaked Elliot. "Let me just find my shoes."
"I'll wait for you outside."
The two of them wrapped scarves around their necks and strolled through the campus as a light snow twinkled down, making everything seem new and fresh.
"Mr. Cohen," Dr. Horace said, "I heard you've been attending the Double Magic Affinity Group."
"I only went once, sir," said Elliot. "I was invited by a fellow student."
He didn't want to say Mitali's name in case she wasn't supposed to have invited him.
"I know I'm not really a double talent. I think they were just, you know, being welcoming. The students here have excellent manners."
Dr. Horace was silent. They passed the snow-dusted topiary garden.
"Dr. Vogel reports that you've made huge progress in flare class this week," the headmaster finally said.
"What?" Elliot had thought they were talking about how he'd gone to a meeting he shouldn't have gone to. What did this have to do with Dr. Vogel?
"She said that with a little extra support, use of hex gloves, and possibly a tutor to help with your unusual style of magic, you could be very successful here at Sage," Dr. Horace went on.
"Did you say here at Sage?"
"I'm not sure if you have heard yet, but a spot has recently opened up in the 5th grade."
"The spot Nori's taking?"
"The spot Nori will not be taking, actually."
Elliot blinked.
When did this happen? Did Nori know?
"She and I decided that she should go back to Dunwiddle," Dr. Horace said.
"Wow."
Elliot was happy for Nori. He knew how badly she wanted to return to Ms. Starr's friendly classroom.
"So, Mr. Cohen," said the headmaster, "we are wondering if you would like the spot."
Elliot stopped walking.
"Me?"
"Yes, you."
"But what about Lacey? She says the spot should be hers. Isn't she next on the wait list?"
Dr. Horace looked confused.
"Lacey Clinch? No, we don't even keep a wait list."
"But Lacey said, she said her dad told her she was first on the wait list. She said so lots and lots of times."
Dr. Horace fluttered his fingers.
"Perhaps her father wanted to soften the blow of not getting in. But no, Miss Clinch is not Sage material."
"And I am?"
Dr. Horace nodded.
"You would officially join us after winter break. You should speak to your family and make a decision together. We are prepared to offer you a full merit scholarship, including free tuition, room, and board. We had some big donors this year, and one of our goals is to attract more double talents to Sage Academy."
He put his hand on Elliot's shoulder.
"We would be honored to offer you the top-level education your talent requires."
"Wow. Wow, wow."
Elliot was relieved that Dr. Horace didn't expect an answer right away because he had no idea what to say. Nori rode back to Dunwiddle with the other UDM kids on Dunwiddle's dilapidated old bus. The ride was bumpy. The heat hardly worked. The plastic covering on Nori's seat was ripped, revealing the yellowing foam beneath. When Nori dug her fingers into it, she pulled out a crusty, dusty Choco fire truck that must have been decades old. She was too happy to feel grossed out. She was too happy to do anything except bounce a bit on her seat and soak in the passing scenery.
"Farewell, Sage," she thought.
She would miss Hawthorne and Dahlia, and her Fluxer friends. And she'd miss Father, a little, every so often. But she would not miss Sage, not one bit. The bus went around a curve, and all at once the rolling hills smoothed out, and the town of Dunwiddle came into view,
Nori's breath caught. Her heart swelled. She grabbed Pepper's hand and squeezed. "Pepper, look!"
Pepper leaned toward Nori's window.
"Oh, yay!" she said softly. "Hi, Dunwiddle."
Soon, Nori would see Aunt Margot and Figs, Aunt Margot's boyfriend. And Nori would see her bedroom, her beloved little green bedroom in her beloved aunt's beloved house. And Monday, she would see Ms. Starr and Principal Gonzalez and Coach and all her kitten ball friends. The flood damage had been repaired, according to Nurse Riley. The school was back to its crumbling, disheveled self.
"Nori?"
Pepper said. She tugged to free her hand from Nori's grasp. Nori held tight.
"Yes? Ew, what's in your hand?"
"What's in my hand?" said Nori.
"Your hand!"
Silly Pepper.
"Yes, but what else?"
Pepper tugged harder, and Nori let go.
Oh, the Choco fire truck had melted between their palms, squeezing out of its red foil wrapper.
Pepper wrinkled her nose.
"Gee, thanks."
"You're welcome," Nori said cheerfully. "It's only 70 years old. You should totally eat it."
"Pass," Pepper said.
Nori turned back to the window, tingling all over with happiness. She was almost home. The next Monday, Elliot woke up early because his brother Ezra toddled into his room, climbed on his bed, and squeezed Elliot's nose. Ah, home. At Sage Academy, no one had squeezed his nose. Everyone woke up to the tingling of a bell rung by a dorm supervisor, followed by a gentle knock on the door. Then there was the bustle of kids pushing to get a spot at the sink and rushing to the cafeteria for breakfast. But home was still nice. When Elliot and Ezra went downstairs, their dad had folk music playing in the kitchen. Their mom was wearing her white doctor's coat and drinking coffee. "Dr. Horace wants our answer this morning," she reminded Elliot, handing him a plate with sliced apple and peanut butter toast. Elliot nodded. He ate breakfast. He went back upstairs and got dressed for the day. He played blocks with Ezra. Then his dad took Ezra out in the stroller so Elliot and his mom could have a quiet house for the video call with Dr. Horace. It hadn't been easy making this decision. There were so many things to think about. Elliot's palms were sweaty. His heart was racing. Was he making the right choice?
"Bring!"
Dr. Horace answered from his office wearing a suit and tie.
"Good morning, Mr. Cohen, Dr. Cohen."
Elliot's mom said good morning. Elliot did too, but it came out as a croak.
"So," said the headmaster, "I trust you're ready to give me your decision?"
"We are," said Elliot's mom.
"I'd like to hear from Mr. Cohen himself," said Dr. Horace. "Elliot, will you be joining us here at Sage?"
Elliot breathed deeply to steel his nerves. He opened his mouth to answer.